you certainly cannot tell it from the weather, but it's springtime in Central Oregon, or rumor has it it's coming. I'm Dave Adams. Believe it or not, the grass is trying to grow, and we need your help to make that happen. I talked with Jason Potempa, the farm manager at McFeeder's Turf and Nursery, 15 miles north of Redmond on Highway 97. Jason, has this been an exceptionally hard winter on the lawns?
Been a little bit slower coming out of dormancy, but what we've seen so far, it hasn't been exceptionally hard. The lawns that are planted around here in most people's landscape is really geared for this kind of climate.
What is the biggest mistake people make about this time of year?
Not watering enough.
Really? I wouldn't think lawns would need a lot of water right now.
Yeah, if you go out and scratch in the dirt right now, you'll see that it's fairly dry, even though we've had a little bit of moisture. What was it last weekend? I think we had a rain event. It doesn't last very long. The moisture that's in the ground evaporates quickly and travels down quickly. Plants, especially the lawn, is trying to come out of dormancy right now. Without a little bit of irrigation, they'll struggle. They can be set back without a drink.
This morning in Bend, it was snowing. Some people may be afraid to turn on their lawn systems for fear that they will freeze, and that'll be more expensive in the long run, having to repair the damage.
The freezes at this time of year generally aren't going to go down into the soil very deep, especially in a lawn area. The lawn will be an insulation for the ground that it's covering, as well as the sprinklers that are right there. If people do water, what I would recommend is watch and see what the temperatures are going to be. Try to hit the water a little bit early in the morning. You, of course, don't want to be watering where you're going to build up ice on plants or trees that could cause branches to break.
More on lawn care from McFeeders and Jason in just a moment. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
You know, with all the stories about banks in the news, I decided I'd try something safe. So I withdrew all my money, and I put it in my dog Spike's doghouse. After all, I trust my dog, but when I needed a loan, well, let's just say that he wasn't very helpful. Fortunately, I found a better way. Home Federal Bank. They're every bit as trustworthy as Spike. Strong, stable. Unlike other banks, Home Federal Bank is a local, well-managed bank that is one of the highest capitalized banks in the country. Home Federal never needed government assistance, and they have money to lend. Sure, they may not run after your frisbee when you throw it, but if you need a loan or just want to make sure your money is in a secure, well-managed bank, they're like a best friend.
You're safe and sound at home. Federal. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
A fertilizer question. Organic or man-made? What's the better way to go?
When you're talking about organic versus synthetic fertilizers or sprays, we think both of them will work just fine. There are a lot of safety measures that are and precautions that are taken into producing and allowing us to put on synthetic types of fertilizers and chemicals. With both of them, if you're following the label and the recommendations for the application, you're going to be putting on a product that's safe for your lawn and safe for the environment.
Is there a better time to fertilize and aerate lawns in the spring? And what about thatching?
Thatch is something that lawns naturally produce, and it's not anything that just goes away by itself. It's basically, once you pull it out, it looks like a dead mat of grass that's built up there above the dirt, above the root system.
Is there a type of grass or lawn that's better than another for Central Oregon?
The bluegrass is really the best. When you're talking about lawns, that is the standard that lawns are measured by.
Why is that?
It's a beautiful feel, beautiful color, beautiful texture, but not every location can grow it. If you go over to the Willamette Valley, they have a difficult time growing bluegrass in lawns because it doesn't go dormant in the wintertime. We've got good conditions where we have the warm springs, generally, and summers, where the bluegrass will grow, and then it'll go dormant and rest in the winter.
So it wants to go dormant?
It does, yes.
It wants to take a nap?
Yes, yeah. We like to see a little bit of ryegrass mixed in with the bluegrass.
Why is that?
It provides a little bit more color through the fall, through the winter, and through the spring. It doesn't go dormant like the bluegrass does, or not as dormant. So you have a little bit more color. It can also help prevent and hide some of the disease that bluegrass can be affected by.
Jason McFeeters is the farm manager at McFeeters.